Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we begin the final hour, our final fours in the NFL. And Rob Duffy, I will put you on the clock first. NFC and AFC championship games. Where will they be played and who will be in them?
Okay, John. I don't really go too far away from the mainstream with these because I don't see anything too abnormal happening. AFC, I'm really just going Pats. It's going to be in New England.
Okay.
Pats, and then coming in, Steelers, nothing new out of the ordinary in the AFC.
Okay, so you're saying Pats host the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way the Pats aren't there. The Steelers, there could be some competition with the Raiders and the Chiefs.
Don't let Darwin Zook and his washboard abs intimidate you.
They are intimidating, John, but...
just because he's wearing a smedium.
Darwin was bullying Rob before.
Really? See, he's bullying him. Just because he's wearing leftover shirts from Jay Berman's drawer. The smediums. Don't be intimidated. So Duffy says New England hosts Pittsburgh. All right.
Yep.
All right. Anthony Pierre and
I. All right. In the AFC, I have the Pats hosting the Raiders, and the NFC.
Wow.
I have the Packers hosting the Falcons in the NFC.
So you have Patriots hosting the Raiders. Wow. Okay. So you really. You had the Raiders, though, at three. You had them as a three seed.
Yeah.
But you have the Raiders going to that championship game. Interesting. Okay. In the NFC.
I had the Packers and the Falcons.
Okay, Packers and Falcons. So Packers host the Falcons. Okay, Anthony, I'm telling you, we have do-over Sunday coming up. And I might end up having to do over. I can't believe you and I have never been on the same page like this. But before do-over Sunday, I have the Patriots hosting the Steelers, like Duffy, and I have the Packers hosting the Falcons, like Anthony. So those are the before do-over Sunday. I can tell you this, though. One thing that I'm thoroughly convinced of, and you can join in with us at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. If you wish. I don't see, like, the 12 playoff teams, I don't see a lot of teams knocking on the door to be the playoff teams other than the teams that are in. I may miss the boat this year on this big time, but I think that half of the NFL is going to be pretty much out of playoff competition. Half the NFL will be out of playoff competition by the beginning of December. We're going to make some bold NFL statements next Sunday on the show. It's going to be something that we do, and it's part of it. Bold NFL season statements. But I'll make one early, just as a little teaser. I'm going to guess and assume that half the NFL is not in playoff competition with like 3 weeks to go. And I'm just seeing a very top-heavy NFL. If you want to share a thought, you can at 855-212-4CBS. I don't need your picks, but if you would like to comment on something where we may be off base, you can do that. I don't do what normal radio shows do on the network, or on any network for that matter. All right, let's open up the phone lines. Tell me who your Final Four is. And next, we'll do our Mount Rushmore of greatest NFL coaches. Yeah, we don't do these things. We don't do these things on the show. But I'd love to hear from you. If you have an issue with something that we've said or a team that we are on track for, I know this. The Green Bay Packers have messed with me so many times. They've messed with me so many times. And I was fascinated earlier as I knock over my glass. I was fascinated by the fact that earlier Darwin Zook was all over the Houston Texans. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine. The Houston Texans are one of those teams. Yes, I really do think their defense is sort of ridiculous, borderline ridiculous. But honestly, I think their offense may be borderline ridiculous too. Is Tom Savage from my high school, by the way? So Tom, make us Cardinal O'Hara Lions proud. We're proud of you. But it's as if it's a foregone conclusion that Tom Savage is just a placeholder until Deshaun Watson's ready to go. I would imagine that plays out with how does the team play? Let's say Tom Savage starts the first four games of the year. Houston's 3-1 and playing well. Do you pull the plug there on Tom Savage and go to a rookie quarterback? Let's say you get to Halloween. Tom Savage is the quarterback. He's done just enough on offense, and the Texans are 6-2. At that point, are you pulling the plug on Tom Savage? And I'm telling you right now, just a prediction. Tom Savage's numbers don't wow you at all. They don't wow you at all. But the one loss record of the team does. Do you pull the plug and go to a rookie quarterback at that point? Have you got the guts to do that? I will tell you right now, as an NFL head coach, which I will never be, there's zero chance that that happens with me as an NFL head coach. And it's one of the reasons why I couldn't do it. Because I couldn't make the bold move like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.